attention, everyone. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear is not a mistake.
Welcome to our podcast today, entitled Thank You, But I'm Not Pregnant, I'm Just Fat. And introducing our host today, Miss Fatty!
Hello everyone, this is your host, Miss Fatty. I would like to say welcome back. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I think my last one was prior to Halloween. I've been very busy with law school applications and the LSATs and all sorts of crazy stuff like that. So I am definitely back, and you know, since it's been such a long time since I talked to you, I have a lot to tell you about. So let's get to our status report.
Miss Fatty's status report.
Miss Fatty's status report. Miss Fatty's status report. Miss Fatty's status report.
Well, I have been in a very unique place in the last about 3 weeks with my status with weight loss and fitness. I had my wisdom teeth pulled, and I got dry socket shortly thereafter. Actually, I got dry socket after 3 days, which was pretty miraculous, I guess, because usually it takes about a week to develop dry socket. So to say the least, I was not hungry. I pretty much slept for an entire week. I missed like 2 weeks of classes in a row. It was awful. So on the good side, I guess, I don't know what you'd really call that, I actually lost weight because all I was eating was maybe one can of soup a day if I could. So that was, I could tell the difference, like with clothes, like they're fitting, you know, looser and everything. But it's kind of the catch-22, because once you start eating again, since you kind of starved yourself before, you eat a lot more and you're packing it on a lot faster. And so I think I'm probably right back to where I was when I started. But one good thing is, in our little small rinky-dink Midwest town, we are getting a 24-hour fitness, and it is opening Monday, and I've already set aside money, even though I'm totally broke from the holiday season, as I'm sure many of you out there are, and I am going to sign up, and I am going to join. And some people are like, oh, why would this be any different than when you joined a gym before, and what's the difference going to be? Well, when I was a freshman in college, we had a 24-hour gym in our dorm, and I want to usually work out about 2 o'clock in the morning, which is kind of awkward, and most people, when you exercise and get your adrenaline going, me, it makes me want to go to bed right away, so I'd always do it right before I went to bed. Well, my freshman year, I lost like 30 pounds, like, because I would go and run every night. And so I think that this is going to be great because I can do the same thing. I mean, it won't be as nice because I'll have to go outside and everything, but it'll still be the same thing. You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I can go and I can exercise, whereas right now I don't have that option. So cross your fingers. Now, hopefully next week it will be so much better and I will not have to worry about all this stupid nonsense with no exercising and everything. Now, probably the thing that really grabbed my attention, and it's probably going to be a focal point of at least one show, is I went wedding dress shopping the other day. If you are of a bigger size, never ever go wedding dress shopping ever. No, I don't mean that. I think you have to be very careful about where you choose to go wedding dress shopping. The first place I went was little place in a town nearby. It was like locally owned. So I walk in and the lady's like, oh, I can help you, blah, blah, blah. And then right before I get started, she's kind of showing me around the store or anything. And she's like, well, just to let you know, if something doesn't fit, you know, if it's too small, we can clamp it shut. Or, I mean, if it's too big, you can clamp it shut. Or if it's too small, we can put like extenders in the back. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm going through and she's like, just grab like three dresses to start out with. So I grab these three dresses and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go try the dresses on. Well, if you've ever been wedding dress shopping, you probably realize that everything they order is like size 10 and lower. And, yeah, I don't fit in that size. So she was putting dresses on me that were probably 8 inches from being able to be zipped up. I'm like trying to put these like extender panels in the back. I'm sorry, but there is no practical way to find out what a dress is going to look like on you when it doesn't fit you. Because when you've got hips like mine, the dress, if it's a size 10, you know, even if you don't zip it up, is not going to slip over the hips. So all of the dresses, the boobs are around my shoulders. And I have pictures. They're awful. And maybe I'll even post one out, just so you can see. They're horrific. And I'm, like, seriously upset the whole time. Like, I am ready to start crying because my mom had come down, which is, like, an 8-hour drive for her. I had an aunt come up, which is, like, a 4-hour drive for her. And I am sitting here trying on dresses that aren't even close to remotely fitting. I don't feel beautiful, which is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have, like, that ha moment when you try dresses on. And I honestly, after, like, half an hour, I tried on, like, 4 or 5 dresses, and I was like, we're leaving. I cannot do this. And I had made appointments at other stores, and I was like, no, I don't want to go there. So my mom, you know, gets out, and she's like, you know, it's not your fault that they don't have any that fits you. You know, that's their problem. You should, you know, blame it on them for not catering to everybody. And, I mean, and on top of that, the fact she kept... I don't really like those dresses that have, like, the wrap side. I think they look like a prom dress to me. Although I've seen them on other people, and they're really cute. But on me, they just don't look good. And I told her that, the lady. And she brought me probably 4 dresses that had that stupid wrap thing after I told her that I didn't want it. Oh, anyways. So I'm discouraged. And I'm just like, let's go, you know, shop for clothes somewhere else. I don't even want to look at dresses. And she's like, well, where are we going to have a dress that'll fit you? And I'm like, well, I've heard that, David's Bridal has a wide selection of bigger dresses. She's like, well, let's go to David's Bridal. So we go to David's Bridal, and it is so busy in there, and we don't have an appointment. And I'm like, I go up to the lady, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, is there any way I can get in? And the lady's like, yeah, let me see. And so she goes and gets her manager, and they're like, well, you won't have a consultant with you, but we'll have someone come and help you every once in a while or whatever. And so I was like, great, or whatever. And so we started trying on dresses, and the dresses were, like, too big, or, you know, they were, like, actually fitting me, and I seriously fell in love. Like, I didn't want to go anywhere else. I found a perfect dress there, and I had a lady who, even though she wasn't my consultant one-on-one, she would stop by every once in a while, and so I didn't actually buy the dress that day, just because it's so far away. We're getting married in May of 08, but it was nice to know that, like, when I go to get a dress, I can go there. So if you're looking at wedding dresses or you ever do in the future, you know, don't feel discouraged. David's Bridal has a really great selection. And from what I hear, you can always order bigger sizes, but the great thing about David's Bridal is you can try them on. Because at this other store, they're telling me, oh, we can order it in a bigger size. Well, how the heck are you going to know what size I am when you can't even, you know, I can't even see what it looks like on me? Okay, so that's just a status report of my life. So I'm trying to join a gym. I got my wisdom teeth pulled, which helped for about 2 weeks. And I went wedding dress shopping, and it was awful. So we're going to get to our topic of the week. And since it's Christmas time, I thought we could do Christmas presents, keeping the bigger girl in mind.
Topic of the week.
What to buy for that special someone who might be a little bit heavier? Well, of course, there are your normal gifts like electronics, books, gift certificates, all sorts of things. But of course, there's, with a bigger gal, there's always a little bit, there's a little area that people don't give gifts. They kind of avoid that area. Clothing, beauty products, gym memberships, tanning, you know, anything that might not work for them or might be seem insulting. And I think that's sad because I personally love clothing. So the fact that I don't receive clothing as a gift because people are afraid of offending me or getting things that don't fit is kind of awful. So I think there are some guidelines if you are going to be shopping for someone that you should go by. And I think that somebody of size will appreciate what you are trying to say, that you just don't care about their size and that you want them to truly enjoy their gift. I think the first guideline is don't actually buy a clothing item that is small. You either need to find out exactly what size they are, or you need to go up a size. Because if you open on Christmas Day, you get this wonderful sweater, let's say, and you're so excited to wear this sweater, and it's Christmas Day, of course, so none of the stores are open, so you can't exchange the sweater. So you go and you try the sweater on, and it doesn't fit. Your belly's hanging out, your boobs are smushed, you know, you can't, first of all, your family usually wants to be like, oh, come out and show us. Well, you can't, obviously, you don't want to. And then also, it's kind of awkward for the person who gave it to you. You're like, oh, it's a little bit small, I'll have to go exchange it. And so just either get it exactly the right size, you know, find out, go through their closets. And of course, if you're a guy, keep in mind that you need to look at the brand of clothing when you look at sizing, because I wear a size 18 in Lane Bryant, but when I walk down to Torrid, a lot of times I can fit into a 16. So just look on the tag and see what kind of clothing it is and look at the size, or always buy a size up, because I don't think I'll ever complain when I try on something and it's too big, which is definitely like a boost. So that's the first rule. Either buy exactly the right size or buy bigger. Do not guess, especially when someone might be insulted by it. The second is try a gift card. Now this can also be, it might seem like, oh, this couldn't be insulting at all. Well, it can be a little bit. some people have not come to the realization that they should be shopping at stores that carry your bigger sizes. And I was that way. When I first started, I first got bigger, I didn't want to come to the realization that I had gained weight, so I was one of those people that would try to cram into clothes, and I think we've all seen them walking on the street, they just don't realize that they're that size, and there's nothing flattering about that ever. So if you go to, these people may not realize that they need to be shopping at a store like Lane Bryant, because the clothes will fit them so much better and look so much better on them. So sometimes when you give somebody a gift card, they might realize that they are a little bit bigger and it might seem like a little bit of a shock to them. So just make sure that they're okay with the fact, like, make sure that they go to those stores, make sure it's something that they're going to like and use. But otherwise, it's great because they can go and they can try everything on. I don't particularly like shopping with other people for clothing anymore, which is very sad, I have to honestly admit. I used to go out with all my girlfriends to go shopping, but now they all shop at those normal shops and I end up shopping at the bigger girl sizes, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I am who I am, and I'm trying to live a healthy lifestyle, so there isn't a reason why I should feel ashamed for that, but at the same time, then I feel a little bit left out, and I think they're a little bit uncomfortable when they go into those stores since they aren't that size. So just make sure that they go ahead and shop there, and it might be nicer for them to go by themselves, but if you're comfortable going with a group of girls, I amend you. I am very jealous of you. I wish I could go with my group of girls and go shopping. My third hint goes away from the clothing realm and kind of goes into the beauty product realm. Now, even though girls of bigger size a lot of times are very proud of their hair or other aspects of them, people don't give them hair product a lot. I don't know if they assume that people that are bigger aren't proud of their appearance because they feel that they shouldn't give them anything to encourage them, but I definitely think that going into a salon and getting some salon shampoo is wonderful. Now, salon shampoo, if you don't use it, you're kind of like me and cheap, is kind of expensive, but I just bought some, and it's like pampering yourself. I mean, it's something you pamper yourself every day, so it's actually not a bad gift at all. Absolutely, I have some Biolage, and I love it. I use it every day, and it smells so good, and so I think that's definitely something you should try, or get them a pedicure, a manicure. I mean, just because someone's a bigger size, don't assume that they aren't proud of the way they look and the way they act. I think that's ridiculous, and I think sometimes there is unsaid assumptions about that. So go into that whole cosmetology realm. And my last hint is with gym and tanning minutes. Giving someone gym membership, unless you are really, really close, and they've said that they want it, never do. I had a boyfriend who was like, I signed you up for a gym, and I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you trying to say something? So right now, I'd be actively asking for, like I said, I'm joining one on Monday, but I think that if I didn't ask for it, it would be a huge insult. So that's definitely something to stay away from. Now, tanning minutes, tanning does make you thinner. Look thinner, obviously not actually thinner, but makes you look thinner when you're darker. I have read this, but I've personally done it myself and seen the results. Now, as for tanning beds, there are weight limits on the tanning beds, which is kind of unfortunate, but something I would definitely recommend, and it, especially since it's not going to call, might not give you skin cancer, is the Mystic Tanning. Now, you would think that Mystic Tanning wouldn't work, but Mystic Tanning is actually amazing. Mystic Tanning does work. It is a little bit expensive, so I usually do it for a special event, and you kind of smell for about 4 hours afterwards, because you're not allowed to shower, so I always, like, schedule a nap afterwards, so then I don't have to smell myself, but after that, it lasts for about a week, and you are really dark, and when you're dark, you know, it hollows your cheekbones out, and it just makes you look a lot better and feel a lot better. So definitely, I would definitely recommend doing Mystic Tanning as a gift, too. I would love to get Mystic Tanning in addition to getting hair products. So I think those are presents that people don't think of for girls of bigger size that they would definitely appreciate. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Next week, we're going to be talking about relationships. Now, we've already talked about relationships from the sex standpoint, but now we're going to be talking about relationships in the hooking up, flirting, and getting together standpoint. We're going to be talking about the initiating stage, as we call it in the communication studies. And we're going to get some information from real life, oversized people out there, about how hard it is to get a relationship, or how easy it is. So if you have any personal experiences, any questions or comments about this episode or next week's episode or practically any episode, you can go ahead and send us an email at missfattypodcast@hotmail.com, or you can shoot us a message or post on our wall at myspace.com/ thank you, but. Go ahead and add us as a friend. You can get episode notes, all sorts of things. So we'll see you next week, and thanks for tuning in.
And as always, we'd like to give a special thanks to Magnatune.com, which is an independent online recording label that hand selects its own artists, sells its catalog of music through online downloads and print-on-demand CDs, and licensed music for commercial and non-commercial use. You can find all of the music that I feature today at Magnatune.com. If you'd like a list of those artists, you can visit our website at fatty200.podomatic.com.